WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Bryan man just arrested for an armed robbery of Pepe's restaurant last month is now accused of two Bryan convenience store holdups from last Monday. Officer Kelly McKeithen says an anonymous tip led to the additional charges against 26-year-old Brandon Moore.
He was then put in a lineup and shown to employees at the Pepe's. We had multiple people there who had picked him out of that lineup. And then we were also able to take that information and kind of help us with the other cases as well.
Moore was identified as the suspect who held up the Ready to Go store on South College and the Oaks Food Mart on 29th. Moore was picked up in the Clay County community south of Snook after he called a crisis hotline. Moore admitted the man who committed the robberies looked like him, but he denied any involvement. A College Station policeman received a letter from his credit card company that someone made an online attempt to open a fraudulent account. That led to a month-long investigation, which resulted in the arrest of an office employee of a local fitness business. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the internet address and the physical address of the bogus account were traced to 20-year-old Joy Coleman of College Station, whose job included processing credit card information.
The information provided by these victims was for legitimate purposes. The suspect in this chose to violate that trust that must exist between at times between customers and businesses.
Coleman is accused of using the credit card information of 9 customers to fraudulently apply for credit. At this time, there's no evidence that any credit card charges were made, but the investigation continues. The cause of a deadly house fire last Monday night near Caldwell is still unknown. Christine Labertue at the Burleson County Sheriff's Office says a neighbor called 911 to report the fire in Deanville.
It was learned that the bodies are identified as James Zeese, 70, and his son, James Zeese Jr., 49. Preliminary autopsy results show the cause of death to be fire-related.
The deaths are not considered to be suspicious. Labertue says the father and son shared the house where the fire occurred. Today is Bowen Lofton's last day as Texas A&M president.
I've got lunch plans with President Bush, 41, and then I'll be stopping by to see some friends and very generous individuals in Houston in the afternoon as I return here tomorrow night. And then, of course, at midnight, I turn into a pumpkin, I guess.
Lofton, who starts February 1st at the University of Missouri, already has a date for returning to Aggieland.
November 15th, 2014 will be a day I'll be here. That's, of course, the next meeting between Missouri and Texas A&M at Kyle Field. That'll be a little challenging for me.
While winding down at A&M, Lofton has already been in contact with university officials and Missouri lawmakers who meet every year. This morning brings a new traffic bottleneck. Those who drive Rockberry Road at the freeway will be in a construction zone for the next year and a half. The $4 million expansion will include daily lane closures on Rock Prairie, the freeway, and both frontage roads. A reminder for motorists on the freeway in Bryan that work begins tomorrow on the southbound ramps at William Joel Bryan and Briarcrest. For the next 2 months, this will reduce the speed limit to 60 and will also close one lane on the southbound frontage road. As for the freeway construction northbound in College Station, TxDOT says the on-ramp from Southwest Parkway will be open next Monday, weather permitting. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 62 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. So, the IRS has decided that you can't file your taxes this year before January 31st, 2014. Don't wait on them. Bottom Line Bookkeeping can prepare your taxes now and file them then. From simple to complicated, from personal to corporate, we are ready now. Call us today, 691-2345. Thank you for voting Bottom Line Bookkeeping the best in tax preparation for 9 consecutive years. After over 30 years at Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you know that you're more than just a number to us.
Get tickets now for the theater company's one weekend only production of Jesus Christ Superstar, January 17th through the 19th. This international hit is being produced in honor of artistic director Randy Wilson's 20th anniversary with the theater company. Jesus Christ Superstar illuminates the power of the human spirit with a passion that goes straight to to the heart. Get tickets now for this weekend-only event at theatercompany.com. Jesus Christ Superstar, underwritten by Village Foods and art979.com. The Theater Company on Villa Maria, behind Joann's Fabrics and the Tejas Center.
The search for a capable, easy-to-use tractor is finally over. The John Deere 3E Series Compact Tractor is at Sioux Falls Prater. With tons of attachments that are a snap to take on and off, you can do more with less hassle. And with this 0% financing for 72 months, you can bring home a 3032E tractor with John Deere 305 loader and Frontier RC 2060 rotary cutter for less than you think. Visit cptractor.com to find the location nearest you. Offer ends 2/3/2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial. Restrictions apply. Other special rates and terms available. See dealer for details and other financing options.
Make sure your car or truck is ready for the cold weather with a trip to SevCheck Service Center. Since 1972, SevChecks has been family-owned and operated and providing quality service for their customers. Remember, SevChecks is now open Saturdays from 7 to 4, and the gasoline island is open until 8 on Saturdays and until 9 during the week. Look for the bright red and yellow Shell sign at the corner of 2818 and Longmire. SevChecks Service Center, just down from the post office in College Station.
It's 7-11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call them now about their fall promotion, up to $2,000 off on select equipment. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling at 690-2278.
High pressure will build our way, and that's going to result in improving weather across the region today. We'll sweep the clouds out, sweep some sunshine in. It'll be breezy to windy today, high 65 to 70. Clear breezy tonight, 35 to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs up around 65. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows will be anywhere from 35 to 40. It'll be sunny Wednesday. Highs Wednesday afternoon, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll look at your sports. Aggie men's and women's hoops, Fuego. And they pick up a former national champion on the staff. At least the ladies do. We've got also high school hoops action for you. Texas is going to lock things in with Charlie Strong and NFL action from the playoffs. All that and more with sports at about 7:52.
You mentioned Charlie Strong. Chronicle had a story written by Roy Bragg. I don't know if Roy still lives here. He used to and would write for the Chronicle. I know he writes for San Antonio and may still live here again. He did the story, I think, yesterday. Kevin Sherrington from the Dallas Morning News did the story the middle of last week about how a graduate assistant at Texas A&M University years ago named Charlie Strong came to then defensive coordinator, wasn't even the head coach yet, defensive coordinator R.C. Slocum, to say to him that there was an opening at Southern Illinois, and he wondered if Coach Slocum might be able to intervene and help him get a paying job, because the head coach at Southern Illinois at that time was Ray Dorr, the late Ray Dorr, and they knew one another. And so R.C. called Coach Dorr, said, hey, you know, I got a guy here I think's pretty good. And the coach said, you know, R.C., I'd love to help you out, but the process is pretty much over, and I don't have any money to fly him up there anyway. He said, how about this? How about if I buy the ticket and you take 20 minutes to talk to him? I think you'll be impressed. So Coach Dorr said, all right, we'll do it. And R.C. bought the ticket. Charlie Strong went up there, and he got the job. And thus started his coaching career for pay. Kind of a neat little story with a little Aggie connection.
That is cool.
Yeah.
So there you go. Who knew?
So now we had the little soundbite there with apparently Dr. Lofton, who will turn into a pumpkin with a bow tie tonight, which could be kind of interesting. Yeah. Now he moves into an environment that is kind of interesting because there's some discussion over just exactly how you pronounce the name of that state,
Missouri.
Yeah.
If you're from Missouri,
there's no discussion.
If you're from Missouri, you call it Missouri.
Okay, there are people there who call it Missouri.
No, they're not the smart ones.
Well, okay. Very nice. And quite often on their sports broadcasts, they'll say Mizzou, which is kind of a
correct.
That's fine.
In between, they kind of balances that out. Well, but I'm wondering if he has to have a staff member who will keep count. To make sure he's not saying, he didn't say Mizzou 57 times and Missouri 16 times or whatever. You know.
Missouri watch 2014.
Yeah, exactly. So,
having been an alumni from said state,
okay,
it's Missouri.
All right. I'm just saying, though, unless it's not.
No, it's Missouri.
All right.
I grew up there. I was born there.
You know.
It's Missouri.
All right. Well, see, in Miami, there are people who call it Miami as well. You know, so.
That's because they're old and retired from New York.
That's it. Hello.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Well, we're doing fine. And you, sir?
Just fine.
Great.
Hey, all of us from Missouri actually like to call it misery.
Oh, I like that. Very good.
Especially in the winter.
I actually have an interesting story about using misery quite often. My wife and I, Nicole, we met on a blind date at the Missouri game, and it ended in misery because we lost. But
very nice.
We like to say that we won in the long run.
Oh, very nice. Oh, isn't that nice? Yeah,
it's a little sweet for this early in the morning.
All right, here we go with our cell phone segment. In case you didn't see this, it was broadcast Friday night. ABC broadcast the first images of that plane that went down off the waters of Hawaii last month. I don't know if you remember the story or not.
I don't.
Well, the thing that was interesting about it was one person died. And the one person who died was Loretta Fuddy, okay? And Loretta Fuddy is the person who in 2011 verified the authenticity of certified copies of President Barack Obama's birth certificate.
Oh, get out your tinfoil hats.
There we go. Put all that together. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. CIA, well, here we come.
Anyway, that's just kind of a sidebar to the story.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was there's this guy named Ferdinand Puentes. He's 39. Told the local TV station, as sirens and bells on the airplane were going off, it was quiet. Everybody knew what was going on. He recorded the entire ordeal on his GoPro camera. As the plane splashed into the water, passengers quickly but calmly abandoned the fast-sinking fuselage. Steel-toed boots, heavy work jeans, and a long-sleeved shirt. It was hard and exhausting to swim with all that, Puentes said. The pilot handed Puentes a seat cushion, so that he'd have a flotation device. As he swam away from the crash scene, he stopped and did a selfie with the plane's tail behind him in the water.
Wow.
Incredible.
Yeah, really.
Okay, my next question is, what idiot gets on an airplane with steel-toed boots knowing you got to go through security?
I don't know. It must have taken him a while to check in, that's for sure. Don't know how big the plane was. I guess it was kind of a small plane.
No, I swear it's my boots.
Yeah. Speaking of selfies, January 1, 2013, Danielle Brickman lost her phone. So, after pictures of some unidentified man with an amazing mustache started surfacing on her...
The world's most interesting man has her phone!
Yeah, her Apple Cloud account. The pictures inspired Danielle to start My Cloud Pal, a blog where she posted reenactments of his selfies over the course of a year. He copied his body positions, his facial expressions on her Cloud Pal photos.
Love it.
Calls the project One Woman's Journey Through Another Man's Selfies.
Love it.
Yep. Thinks the unknown man may have bought the phone from somebody who found it and then just never returned it. So, there you go. I guess that's making lemonade out of lemons.
Sure.
Lose your phone and go ahead and just copy the selfies.
That's awesome.
On your account. Yeah. And by the way, while we're talking about apps, thousands of multicolored dots lighten up a map of U.S. America, each one representing a person who has provided feedback about their health to the website Flu Near You. You betcha. The site, which launched in 2011, has been tracking self-reported trends in the presence of flu-like symptoms from its estimated 80,000 participants. So now, in case you didn't have a reason to sit in the dark, shivering, afraid to go outside, now Flu Near You can do that for you if you're a germaphobe. 40,000 of these actively responded to the weekly email updates. Flu Near You, created in partnership with Boston's Children's Hospital and HealthMap, an expansive globe-spanning project that tracks outbreaks of infectious diseases. The participants who register on Flu Near You are sent a weekly email that asks whether they had a flu shot and whether they had experienced any symptoms from a provided list of 10 potential answers, including fever, fatigue, or sore throat. There you go.
You've got the flu, it should just be the feels like crap button.
If you want a link to that, then there. It's Flu Near You, just so you can be a part of it all. 720. Okay, Lloyd's of Light. Remember, it was this last week, 2 weeks ago, the guy in San Antonio said that even though he had tried to pull the wool over our eyes one time about a fake Bigfoot, well, he's really got one and he's going to show us.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's going to happen soon because Lloyd's of London is awarding $10 million to whomever.
That's a new TV show.
Bigfoot's existence. Really? It is. Yeah, it is.
With Dean Cain, I think, is the host.
Dean Cain?
Was it Dean Cain?
Yes, I believe he was Superman. Is that the guy? Wow.
And he did Ripley's Believe It or Not for a while, and now I think he's doing...
Boy, once you go into career freefall, huh? Anyway, the reality show is called a competitive reality show, because you wouldn't want to have anything else.
No.
What reality show is not competitive? Aren't they all competitive on some level? Anyway, $10 million Bigfoot bounty started Friday night. God dang, I missed it. The show features 9 teams of 2, and each episode will follow different teams as they attempt to unearth evidence of Bigfoot's existence. In the competition, paranormal enthusiasts, survivalists, a hunter who claims to have killed Bigfoot and is preserving the meat in a freezer. I guess that's the guy in San Antonio. Each team's evidence will be evaluated by a panel of judges. Oh, okay. Well, great. Hi, what are you doing? Well, you know, I'm a judge on the authenticity of a Bigfoot show. Are you now? Okay. It says here that an anthropologist is included in the group, so we'll see.
America's next top cryptozoology.
Yeah, idol. Right here. Ha!
Or zoology, sorry.
Whatever it could be. All right, so Rush coming up in a minute. Now, the question is, of course, when will the next polar vortex happen? When we catch
Bigfoot.
Yeah, exactly. Main thrust of cold air, by the way, we're going to have some in central U.S. America, and then it's going to move east, but it's not going to get down this far. And after all, if it doesn't get down here, do we really care when the next one's going to happen?
Well, all of this talk, if you'll harken back, and I can say this, to the winter of 77,
mm-hmm.
It was that cold.
Yeah.
And it was called a polar vortex. It's not new.
And that's the point, is Rush was trying to comment that the term polar vortex is a liberal hoax. Quote, do you want to know what the polar vortex is, he had asked. Have you heard of it? Well, they created it just for this week. Well, Rush was wrong, obviously. You say that. And in fact, Al Roker, who has nothing else to do after he gets off the Today Show gig, went pouring through meteorological journals and apparently found a 1959 edition of the American Meteorological Society glossary that included the definition of a polar vortex. So it has been around for a while.
Well, the polar vortex is that sucking sound coming out of Washington.
Mm. Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Have you had the Sleep Number bed experience yet? Well, you can do that at the Sleep Number store that's located on Texas Avenue, right across from Chick-fil-A in College Station. What is the Sleep Number bed experience? Well, you go in, you lay down, you let one of their professionals show you that right up there in the ceiling above the bed, it shows kind of an imprint, a thermal imprint of your body. You can see where the pressure points are, and then you can watch as they adjust the numbers and those pressure points go away. It's just that easy. That's how a lot of people have their sleep problems solved with a Sleep Number bed. Now, my sleep number is 65. That's what works for me. And I can tell you that the night's sleep that I get on my Sleep Number is tremendous. So why not do the same thing? You know, they come in, they set it all up for you, they deliver it, set it up, and you're ready to go enjoy a good night's sleep every night on your Sleep Number bed. So stop in the Sleep Number store. My number is 65. See what yours is. The Sleep Number store right across from Chick-fil-A on Texas Avenue and College Station.
Having used both satellite companies in recent memory, I speak from experience. Don't get locked into a satellite contract. The good folks at Suddenlink will hook you up $250 back when you switch and save with Suddenlink. VIPs program when you bundle all three services together. Sometimes you just got to call home. You want that peace of mind of always knowing it's going to be there. Well, Suddenlink's got unlimited local and long distance calling, and they've got great stuff like video on demand and like what is it, 10,000 titles, I think. Many of them are coming out here pretty cool. Carrie, the new movie, Instructions Not Included, Captain Phillips, all coming out within the next 10 days, and they could be yours. So switch now to Suddenlink and go to suddenlink.com. It's never been easier to bundle and save. Think of the money you're going to have coming back. The SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, home phone, only $30 a service when you bundle. It's the best product lineup ever for Suddenlink, so switch now. Switch today. Call 1-800-915-1866. Again, 1-800-915-1866. And signing up now is even easier at suddenlink.com.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Brian Broadcasting's At Home magazine. At Home magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, including almost everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. At Home magazine is featured at the 2014 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising prices, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Howdy, folks. Gene Walker with Varsity Used Cars, Highway 21, Tabor Road. Come on out. Make your best offer on any unit in stock. No reasonable offer will be refused.
And I'm David Levine, here to let you know that we've got interest rates as low as 1.9% on up to 72 months with approved credit, and we can handle nearly any credit situation that you have.
That's at 2300 East State Highway 21, Tabor Road. The number is 979-778-3408.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast at 726. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. About 66 for a high today, but windy. Winds will be up at 20 to 25 miles an hour, gusting to 30 this afternoon. And they'll be out of the north, so it'll be kind of chilly. Tonight, about 40 for our low. Tomorrow, 69, and the winds will lay down a little bit and be a little more pleasant. About 61 and sunny on Wednesday, and Thursday we're around 70. That'll probably be the best day of the week as far as the weather is concerned. But no mention of rain all week long. Right now outside, we've got winds out of the west at 9, 90% relative humidity, some partly cloudy skies, and it's 63.
Cut! Hey, it's Demi Lovato.
And I'm Joe Jonas.
There's so much in the world to celebrate. The movies have their night to honor the best in film.
The finest athletes compete for the podium.
Musicians have their time to shine. But how do we honor the kids who are making a difference?
With We Day, filling stadiums around the world to celebrate the good that young people do.
Follow We Day on Twitter and Facebook.
With each follow, school supplies will be given to a child overseas.
We Day.
Join the movement.
We Day!
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
For decades, the left has run an organized campaign against Walmart, basically because the retail giant's not unionized. Among the smears is the claim that Walmart's employees get substandard health care plans. Well, the Washington Examiner did something original and bold. They examined Walmart's health care plans and Obamacare side by side, and the bottom line is sure to stun liberals. Walmart's health care plan is less expensive than Obamacare, and that's not all. Walmart employees have more health plan options than those on Obamacare do. Walmart has two standard plans for their employees. One is a lower deductible plan where employees pay more of their out-of-pocket expenses, or a health reimbursement account managed by Blue Cross Blue Shield. A family can obtain coverage for $160 a month. Walmart also offers a health savings account with high deductibles, but the employee can use tax-free dollars for coverage. Now, Walmart employees can access some of the country's finest hospitals called Centers of Excellence. Employee family members can get free spinal and heart surgery, as well as free hip and knee replacements. Obamacare costs are 5 to 9 times higher than Walmart. They have income requirements that Walmart doesn't. And Obamacare does not have the same high-level hospitals on their network. And get this, Walmart furnished relevant benefit information to the Washington Examiner for the comparison study. Obamacare advocates wouldn't even provide a comment. Now, what does that tell you?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. An office employee of a local fitness company is accused of using credit card information to apply for fraudulent accounts. The investigation started last month when a College Station policeman received a fraud alert from his credit card company. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says information from several credit card companies led to a search of the suspect's apartment.
She was found to be in possession of additional pieces of identifying information that linked her to these offenses.
According to the arrest report, 20-year-old Joy Coleman of College Station says she applied online using credit card information from 9 customers.
The suspect in this chose to violate that trust that must exist between customers and businesses for their own purposes.
Flieger says at this time there's no evidence of any credit card charges. Bryan police say the man accused of 2 convenience store robberies last Monday is also accused of last month's holdups of Pepe's restaurant. 26-year-old Brandon Moore was picked up in the Clay community south of Snook after he called a crisis hotline. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the investigation was aided by video recordings, witness statements, and a third party acquainted with Moore.
After it was publicized that we were looking for Brandon Moore, he decided he wanted to try and get out of town, so he solicited some assistance in doing that, and then that person assisted us.
Moore denies being involved in all 3 robberies, though the arrest report noted he agreed he looked similar to the suspect. A father and adult son were identified as the victims of a deadly house fire in southwest Caldwell. The Burleson County Sheriff's Office says the deaths of 70-year-old James Sees and his 49-year-old son James Jr. are not considered to be suspicious.
The cause of the fire is unknown at this time. The State Fire Marshal's Office, along with the Burleson County Sheriff's Office, are continuing their investigation of this incident.
Sheriff spokeswoman Christine Labertue says the preliminary autopsy results indicated the deaths were from fire-related injuries. More construction along the Earl Rudder Freeway begins this morning. The $4 million expansion of the Rock Prairie Road interchange will take until the summer of next year to complete. There will be daily lane closures on both frontage roads, the freeway, and Rock Prairie. In Bryan, construction begins tomorrow on freeway ramps for southbound traffic at the William Joel Bryan and Briarcrest exits. That work is scheduled to take 2 months and will also affect the southbound frontage road. And TxDOT reports the northbound on-ramp from Southwest Parkway to the freeway could open as soon as next week, a week from today. Bowen Lofton's last day as Texas A&M president is today, and he's asked to recall memorable events, came up with 2 things from 2010, one being the Nebraska football game.
Never forget the day early in 2010 after I became president, without adjective, as I call it. The Corps surprised me and marched by my house in review. Extraordinary experience.
Dr. Lofton says the only thing he feels bad about is leaving students and the other relationships at A&M.
This is not a permanent situation. We will maintain our relationships at a distance. Social media helps out, of course, And we intend ultimately to come back here to retire one of these days.
And later today, we'll learn Dr. Lofton's two new Twitter handles, one for Missouri and one to replace Aggie Prez, which has more than 31,000 followers. It's time for the 20th annual Rabies Airdrop, but this year there's something new. TSN's Jim Forsythe explains.
For 20 years, Canadian Twin airplanes have been taking off from South and West Texas airstrips, dropping bait packets laced with rabies vaccine. Christine Mann of the State Health Department says the project has wiped out coyote rabies and nearly eliminated fox rabies in Texas.
We've been so successful now that we're testing an effort to expand it to vaccinate skunks.
She says skunks and bats are the only remaining mammals that are general carriers of rabies in Texas. In San Antonio, Jim Forsythe, TSN News.
Texas Department of Public Safety officials are joining law enforcement around the nation in observing National Amber Alert Awareness Day. Amber Alert, which stands for Americans Missing Broadcast Emergency Response, was created by Dallas-Fort Worth area law enforcement and media representatives in 1996. It followed the kidnapping and slaying of the 9-year-old Amber Hagerman. Since then, every state has adopted the program, and Texas Governor Rick Perry established the Texas Amber Alert in 2002, complementing existing programs already in place. From its inception, the Texas Amber Alert program has been activated 109 times and has helped recover 124 children. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 62 degrees. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Zihuatanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Good morning, it's 7:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Frontal systems move through the area. We should see clearing skies behind that front today. It'll be windy, 65 to 70, clear, breezy, and cooler tonight. Lows will be 35 to 40. The trend will be for cooler weather to continue to develop into tomorrow, but we'll have lots of sunshine, highs 65. Tomorrow night clear, lows will be 35 to 40. During the day on Wednesday, we'll see lots of sun, and highs will be somewhere between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports coming up in just a bit. Aggie men's and women's hoops lighted up over the weekend. Also, the NFL had their playoff games and a whole lot more in sports. Like, well, so we'll have high school basketball scores for you. We'll do that at about 7:52.
7:39. So things all up in the air about Cafe XL.
Yes.
And
that's all over the interwebs.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And you know, of course, Cafe XL's been there for a while. It's the old City Hall in College Station. And when it opened up, one of those... You know, one of those chef-driven restaurants, you like that, where they have things that are different. I think they were probably one of the first that had the wood-fired pizza And, of course, the strawberry tarts were pretty, like, awesome.
And the chocolate tweel.
Yeah, all that stuff. So that's, you know, that's...
Not
that's,
that I would know off the top of my head.
Right. Been going on a while. And, of course, that piece of property is... a lot of folks want the city of College Station to be out of the property business. Just don't want them to have it.
Right.
And we'd had that discussion with them a long time ago about where is this property all around the city, not just at Northgate. But anyway, so they want to sell it, and they make it known that they want to sell it. They end up deciding that they're going to close a deal with a company called Asset Plus Corporation from Houston for about $3 million. And they wanted them to... As the story goes, negotiate in good faith with the people who live at who own Cafe Excel in hopes that they could be incorporated into that deal. Well, now apparently things have not necessarily gone well between those two entities, and Cafe Excel was kind of there on a month-to-month basis, and what they wanted to do was stay through the holiday season, and they got a chance to do that, and so then at least the initial news came out that they had until Tuesday to get out, which sounded like they were told that almost at the last minute. Here's the problem, is we really have different entities in here. We have the folks who own Cafe Excel, and we've heard what they had to say. We have the city of College Station, and then we have the company in Houston that has gone into contract with the city. Of course, we're in a temporary restraining order right now. Nothing's going to happen. But you're not hearing from the third party, which is the people in Houston. And you know, obviously, this is the livelihood of the people who own Cafe Excel, and they're concerned about this. But last night, I think about 8:30, we got this statement from College Station City Manager Kelly Templin. City staff and city council share the community's concerns about the possibility of a college station without Cafe Excel, since it's been a terrific dining destination for many years. And although the restaurant's current ownership has filed a lawsuit against the city, invoking our longstanding policy of not offering public comment, we feel we must break our silence in order to provide some clarification. Cafe Excel was not sent a letter out of the blue requiring them to vacate the premises. Rather, the letter reminded the restaurant's ownership that they had agreed to on February 14, 2013, when the terms of their lease was renewed. The lease was to extend 45 days at Cafe Excel's request from December 1, 2013, to January 14, 2014, again, in order to allow them to have holiday business. Cafe Excel has had 11 months to reach an agreement with the purchaser of the property or to arrange for an alternate location. Unfortunately, it appears they have done neither. We sincerely hope the DeLeese family is able to find another location for Cafe Excel. That's what their loyal employees deserve and certainly what their faithful customers desire. Signed, Kelly Templin. So that's the comment from the city manager. And again, until we hear all three parties, and we might not, it may only happen when they get to the courthouse steps that we hear from all three sides here. But obviously, that for the folks who have gone to Cafe Excel for years and years, they really are upset about the fact that there's no deal that's going to allow Cafe Excel to stay where they are. But also understand, this is a free marketplace out there. And there are other opportunities. I mean, there are empty buildings in Bryan and College Station.
Certainly.
Where Cafe Excel can continue doing what they do in the marketplace. They don't have to be there. My opinion, they do not have to be there to be successful. They do not have to be there to get customers.
That's fine. And I'd love for you to inform me if necessary, because I've had to do a lot of catching up since this came across my radar yesterday. But... It seems that the Dallas brothers, with an I, were...
DeLeese.
DeLeese. Okay, that explains why I didn't pronounce it that way. Back in February, they were all in favor of this, and the assumption was going to be that there was going to be this good faith back and forth, and the initial kerfuffle was in November when they found out there wasn't going to be any off-street parking.
Okay.
And so that led to... They basically said, they went to the city of College Station and said, we'll pay more than they're paying for our little plot of land. They can have what they had. The city of College Station said, no, we've already been dealing with them for 2 years. We're not going to change the terms at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they went back to Asset, Asset then said, we're no longer going to lease you the space as we agreed to do before, with or without parking. And that's where the current court issue stands.
Right. And that is based on the information that you, Patrick Zeindert, have.
Yes.
And that is based on the information that has been made public. That doesn't mean that's all the information.
Correct. And that's where just based off of what I know, my opinion is that there, especially because the DeLeese brothers were in favor of this initially, there is more that needs that I would like to know.
Right. You don't feel like they've been treated fairly? Is that bad? And listen, okay, I'm not going to put words in your mouth.
Sure. I mean, I could see that being a case, but I'm not taking sides here. Based on what I know, sure, it seems like there could be a little more done between the two entities that aren't College Station.
And I don't think I'm taking sides when I say they could be successful in other
places. Oh, absolutely. I know.
Without question.
We've already discussed places in our little circle about where they could go and be really successful.
Well, even not leaving College Station.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, there's a few places I identified in the Northgate District.
Well, and personally, I think, though, that they actually fit a lot of what Brian has become. I mean, you know. But the deal is, if you've got a good store and people like what you're doing, food's good, prices are fair, they'll follow you. They'll find you.
Oh, without question.
And I understand it's, you know, sure, you don't just close the doors and pick up the stuff and move it in a week. You don't do that.
No, but they've known.
Yeah.
And that's the other side of this.
Right. I believe that what Kelly Templin said in his letter obviously is true, that they gave them the extension, if you will, so that they would have an opportunity to be open during the holidays. But now that extension is over. So I was a little concerned. Again, the media comes in and, you know, makes it sound like this was dropped like a bomb on the folks who own Cafe Excel. And it just wasn't.
Well, that makes it an interesting story.
It does. Let's compel people, even though it's not factual, okay?
I will tell you, it blew up yesterday like nobody's business online. Well, Facebook had hundreds of posts on
this. I can
tell
you, I saw the word riot more than a few times, and I'm sure they were completely baseless.
And, you know, that's what social media does.
Right.
Social media gets people all fired up about something, and we don't really know what all the facts are. And that's why I preface by saying we got three players in here, and we only have comments from two. And we don't know what goes on in the negotiations. We don't know what's going on in the closed doors behind the closed doors with the parties involved. So it's going to have to work itself out, I guess, on the courthouse steps. But in the meantime, I think it'd be nice if they could find some place that has big and open spaces where they could have plenty of parking.
So in this case, is silence the better part of intelligence?
Well, I don't know.
To air as human to really screw something up, start talking.
Well, and again, that's what the internet is for. That's what social media does in this day and time, is people get a chance to blowtorch. They get a chance to emotionally respond to something when they factually may not know exactly what's going on. So that's where we are, and it's great. It's on the front page of the paper, above the fold. It's leading the TV newscast because people are all ginned up about that. And
will we ever know the real answer?
Well, no, probably not. But we want everybody to be as successful as possible at Bryan College Station. That's a good environment. We like that to happen.
Tax revenue.
Yes.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, you know, things bump up against one another, and you know, things get knocked around, and you don't want people to lose their jobs, any of that stuff to happen, but the city is getting out of the real estate business slowly, which is something that's good.
All over, though. It's not just relegated to them.
Yeah. No.
Chimney Hill, et cetera, et cetera.
And I'll quickly say that people who've listened to the show do remember that I do take just about every opportunity I can to remind folks that the merchants of Northgate are the most abused by the city of College Station of any.
Without question.
Of any. And it's been that way for decades. You can go back, any number of people aren't there anymore because College Station decided to change Northgate. But we've done that thread, and we're not going to do it now. All right, so 7:48.
Making a resolution to get in shape? Check out AeroFit, voted best in the Brazos for over 10 years. Experience AeroFit's indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track, as well as the latest in exercise equipment. With AeroFit's four convenient locations and their fifth on Longmire to open soon, there's no better health club in town to serve you. Join now for the best prices of the year. Call, click AeroFitClubs.com, or come by today and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you.
We're total fitness, AeroFit for life.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Have you had the talk with your children? Yes, that talk, the one about the birds and the bees. Maybe you've put it off, feeling it's too uncomfortable. If so, I hope you'll face that discomfort head on before your child learns about sex from the world around them. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When the time came for me to talk with my oldest son, Trent, about sex, I was pretty nervous. Sex can be difficult for two adults to talk about openly. With a child, it's an even more delicate conversation. Nevertheless, I was ready to push forward. And after explaining the sacredness of human sexuality, I carefully described in simple and age-appropriate terms the basic mechanics of sex. When I finished, Trent was awfully quiet. He finally looked up at me and said, "That's weird. That is really weird." I couldn't help but chuckle. Ah, the innocence of youth. But that's exactly what made his reaction such a beautiful moment. My son's introduction to this life-changing issue wasn't from kids at school, television, or lyrics in a song. It was from me, his father. Parents, I'm right there with you. Having the talk can be awkward for the child and for you, but I encourage you to take a deep breath and go for it. It very well could be one of the greatest gifts you can give to your child at the onset of their teen years. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
No. Unless you want to do the news. You want to do the news?
Do you really want that?
No, probably not.
I know Mr. Downs doesn't.
Let's do this.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It's 751. Aggie men's and women's hoops tore it up over the weekend, both remaining undefeated in Southeastern Conference action.
Looking for a pass, hands off to Space. Space is shooting a three. Here it goes. Oh, made the three. 4 seconds to go. Down to 2. McRae going to shoot a three at the other end. Did he make it? He did not. And it just won the ball game.
Saturday, Antoine Space hit a three-pointer with 4 seconds left to lift A&M to a 57-56 victory over Tennessee in Knoxville. The Aggies, now 11-4, 2-0 in SEC action, trailed by as much as 14 in the first half. Never led in the second half until that final bucket. Guys, we'll try and keep it perfect against South Carolina this Wednesday at Reed Arena. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. The ladies took on their second nationally ranked opponent in a row and got the same result as the first, knocking off number 12 LSU last week and then number 25 Georgia yesterday.
And that'll be the ball game. Texas A&M with a 58-44 win over Georgia on the road to improve to 13-4 overall and 3-0 in SEC play.
Lady Bulldogs were unable to score in the second half until 14 and change, and that was a free throw. By that time, the Aggies had built up a 21-point lead, and Georgia just could not overcome it. The Aggies return home to Reed Arena Thursday. They'll host their third nationally ranked team in a row with number 10 South Carolina. Tip-off for that game is at 7 on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. One of Texas A&M's all-time greats, Sydney Colson, has joined the women's basketball staff as a graduate assistant. Colson was the starting point guard for the Aggies in the 2011 NCAA championship run. In high school hoops action from over the weekend, the Snook men knocked off Milano 62-41. In ladies action, St. Joe's knocked off Katy Faith 43-32. The University of Texas at Austin Regents are scheduled to meet by phone to approve a new football coach, Charlie Strong's five-year contract worth about $25 million. The board is expected to approve the deal for the coach who is chosen to succeed Mack Brown later today. Strong spent the last 4 years with Louisville and will be Texas' first African-American head coach for a Longhorn men's team ever. Another quick coaching note from the Eagle, Charles McMillan, who played at Bryan High and served as an assistant football coach at Texas A&M, has been hired as a defensive backs coach at New Mexico. That's according to two websites, Coaching Search and The Football Scoop. On out of the NFL playoffs, the Denver Broncos have advanced to the AFC title game against the New England Patriots by defeating San Diego 24-17. Peyton Manning tossed a couple touchdown passes, one to Wes Welker and one to Demetrius Thomas in the first half, and was 25 of 36 for 234 yards and one interception. Manning is looking forward to playing the Pats.
It's the Broncos versus the Patriots, and certainly Tom and I have played against each other a lot. But when you get to the AFC Championship, it's about two good teams that have been through a lot to get there. So they're a great team. They had a big win last night. We're going to enjoy this one tonight, start to work on them tomorrow. I know it'll be a heck of a game.
Over now to the NFC title game, where the San Francisco 49ers scored the last 17 points in a 23-10 run over the Carolina Panthers, putting the Niners in the NFC title game against the Seahawks. That game will be played in Seattle. The Panthers led 10-6 until Colin Kaepernick hit Vernon Davis with a five-yard touchdown pass, just five ticks in the first half remaining. Here's Niners coach Jim Harbaugh following the game.
It was a great football game. I mean, no question about it. It was a physical struggle. Proud of our team for prevailing. When you go on the road in a playoff game, beat another team that's a very good football team in their stadium, it does make you feel like a strong, mighty man.
Just cracks me up. On the hardwood of the NBA, Western Conference leading San Antonio, they were driven by Kawhi Leonard, who scored 13 points of his 17, all in the second half. Matty Bonner lit it up from outside the arc.
To the corner of Bonner for three. Splash landing for the Red Rocket. That's his fourth three-pointer.
Spurs had no trouble with the T-Wolves. 104-86 the final there. And finally, John Tavares had a goal with 1:24 to go. Then Brock Nelson added an empty netter, leading the streaking New York Islanders to a 4-2 win over the slumping Stars, who have lost their last five in a row. And that's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Good morning. A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. You don't have, we're not going to ask you this week to buy tickets to the Ben Downs tribute, but just tell you. We're done. We finished that. We tributed him. Guess what we have?
What do we got?
We have an A3 rocket test stand. Guess what we don't have?
A rocket.
That's right. The A3 was intended to be used by NASA. We're still relevant. In testing of rocket engines for the Bush-era Lunar Exploration Project. But the rocket's production was canceled, and there are no rockets being developed for NASA that would need their engines tested under the high-altitude conditions for which the A3 was built. So, as soon as the tower is finished, it'll go into mothballs. The stand is being built at the Stennis Space Center in Mississippi. It's being supported by Mississippi's two fiscally conservative Republican senators, Roger Wicker, who, by the way, says that Medicaid is financially unsustainable, and Thad Cochran, who advocates deficit reduction by structural changes.